Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Our top story this morning, the Senate race between challenger Colin Allred and incumbent Ted Cruz. That could be interesting.
Yeah, since the last time Ted Cruz ran for re-election, that was back in 2018, Texas has added more than 2.6 million voters.
So the question is, how will those new voters lean?
Analysts say the GOP has been working hard in the Valley, courting Hispanic voters. Democrats are hoping these new voters are coming from California, New York, or Illinois, places that traditionally vote blue. Where the new voters are living may also give a bit of insight. According to the Houston Chronicle, the biggest growth has come from Harris County and along the I-35 corridor. Those are areas that trended blue in recent elections. Now, between Dallas and Tarrant counties, around a million people cast ballots during early voting. Since 2012, together, both of those counties have added around 600,000 new voters.
That's NBC5's Larry Collins. The U.S. Justice Department wants to send federal election monitors into Texas, but the state is telling them to stay away.
Last week, Justice said they were sending poll monitors to eight Texas counties, including Bear, Atascosa, Hayes, Waller, Harris, Palo Pinto, and Dallas counties. Late Friday, Texas Secretary of State Jane Nelson told them they won't be allowed in. A 2013 Supreme Court ruling allows states to refuse. It's only been recently that states pushed back against federal poll watchers.
But as things have gotten more politically charged in our country about elections, the last couple of elections, a lot of states are pushing back on that.
Constitutional law expert David Cole tells NBC5 Dallas he thinks it's healthy that Texas, Florida, and Missouri are rejecting federal election monitors. From the 24-hour news center, I'm Eric Lycom, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
We had some weather north of the red this weekend. Tornadoes touching down in the Oklahoma City area early yesterday. A path of destruction injuring at least 11. Rich Thomas is the chief of operations at the Storm Prediction Center, looking at the number of tornadoes.
I think with some confidence, there were probably at least on the order of a half dozen. That could clearly change. That's very preliminary. But from what I saw, because I was awake watching some of this since it was local, it appears that there could have easily been at least six tornadoes or more.
The three largest, or at least the largest swaths of damage, Newcastle, also southeast Oklahoma City, Hera, and Choctaw. The governor issued a state of emergency for six counties in Oklahoma.
There's a slight and enhanced risk of severe weather across North Texas today.
Well, storms will start to develop by late morning into the early afternoon hours. I'm not overly concerned about these coming severe, but as we work our way through later on this afternoon and evening, the whole system will start to swing through and the severity will start to increase, especially along and east of a McKinney to Dallas to Hillsborough line.
That's our chief meteorologist, Dan Brunoff, says the strongest storms will contain large hail, damaging winds, and an isolated threat of a tornado. Coming up in about 4 minutes, we've got the latest on the preparations that are underway right now in major cities around the United States getting ready for Election Day violence.
Another Monday and another loss for the Cowboys to talk about. Dallas loses 27-21 in Atlanta on Sunday.
One notable absentee versus the Falcons was running back Ezekiel Elliott, which head coach Mike McCarthy addressed postgame.
Zeke's situation was clearly a team discipline situation, and that's, we'll pick up Monday and see where we are.
From the 24-Hour News Center, I'm Tristan Ryans, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
And in the loss, quarterback Dak Prescott left the field in the second half to a hamstring injury. His status for next week is now questionable.
Washington, D.C. is preparing for potential unrest following Election Day. So security measures are being implemented around government buildings and businesses are boarding up their storefronts. And it's not just D.C. In New York City, they're boarding up some of the businesses there in D.C. and on Rodeo Drive in Los Angeles. They're boarding up. Of course, they've got looting issues out in Southern California on any given Tuesday anyway. But they're particularly concerned about the elections. In Washington, D.C., they're implementing street closures and parking restrictions. restrictions, and all cops have to be on duty and are working 12-hour shifts through the election.
Everybody just be calm, all right?
Yeah.
It don't matter who wins tomorrow or on Wednesday. The sun's going to come up.
It is.
And things are just going to keep going.
It is.
And it's going to be all right.
It will.
It's going to be all right, man. Well, we fell back this weekend, setting our clocks back an hour. How's everybody feeling this morning?
Switching to standard time means we get more daylight in the morning hours, but also the sun's setting earlier, around 5:30 across North Texas, causing shorter tempers for some. It's known as the fallback blues, throwing your body's rhythm off as we start the shortest days of the year and affecting your body's production of mood-regulating hormones like serotonin and melatonin. From the 24-Hour News Center, Tom Hale, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Police are working to find a motive after a shooting left a North Texas singer injured after a performance. Jada Arnell Thomas had just wrapped up a performance with the Black Academy of Arts and Letters at the Dallas Convention Center and was signing autographs when a woman in the crowd shot her. Director Curtis King says Thomas is recovering.
My girl, she's strong. She's resilient. She's a fighter. She's a go-getter. And I will tell you, she will sing and she will soar, and she's going to be even better when she gets back on her feet.
Now, staff tracked down the alleged shooter, and Dallas police arrested 26-year-old Micah Williams nearby. She's facing an aggravated assault charge.
Now, the sex scandal at South Lake's Gateway Church deepens this morning. The church has removed four elders after a law firm investigated sexual abuse claims against its founder, Robert Morris. Morris admitted to inappropriate behavior in the 1980s, but did not admit to abusing Cindy Clemeshire, who accused him of abuse. As part of the investigation, the church stated some elders knew about the incident or failed to investigate further, leading to their removal. The church is said to be cooperating with a criminal investigation.
Garland police arrest a 16-year-old for allegedly shooting and killing a man.
Police say officers responded to reports of a weapons disturbance a little before midnight Saturday. The officers found a 21-year-old Richardson man in an apartment complex parking lot who had been shot. He was taken to a hospital where he was pronounced dead. Police say a canine unit was able to track the suspect who had left the area on foot. They eventually found a 16-year-old Sachse High School student who was arrested and charged with murder. The suspect's being held at the Dallas County Juvenile Detention Center. Investigators say they've figured out the shooting was not random. From the 24-Hour News Center, Mark Lambert, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Here's our KRLD business analyst, David Johnson.
Hey, good morning, guys. Boy, we got a lot of sleep this weekend, getting ready for a big week. It's going to be a busy week for the marketplace. Federal Reserve Open Market Committee meets on Thursday. They'll debate interest rates and let us know about a Fed cut in rates. At least we think that's what's going to happen. We've got a fistful of companies reporting earnings that will be coming out this week. We've also got a rare occurrence, two new additions to the Dow Jones Industrials Average. Intel goes out after being there for 25 years, and Dow Chemical goes out. In comes NVIDIA, no great surprise. That should add to the volatility. And Sherwin-Williams is replacing Dow Chemical, which is sort of a surprise. So that'll be impacting the marketplace. That happens on Friday. Then also, I don't know if you guys, there's an election. I think it's Tuesday or Wednesday, and that probably is going to have some sort of an impact on things. Right now, it looks flat. The Dow, if it opened right this second, would be down 20. The S&P average up 3. The NASDAQ up 4 points. Interest rates, that's always a good gauge, not only of the Fed, but also increasingly over the last few weeks of politics and who might win or might not win. The 10-year rate is down a little bit today at 4.29%. Crude's up $1.79, $71.28 over the weekend. OPEC Plus met, and they decided to postpone the increase in oil production until December to try to support prices, and so far it's working. Gold is up $1.40, $27.50, $60. Also, one addition to the Dow utility average, a local company, Vistra, which was part of the TXU, Texas Utilities Complex, will go in to replace AES. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I feel like that's breaking news. Did we know there's an election Tuesday or Wednesday?
Maybe Wednesday.
Don't be saying that now, David Johnson.
No, I
think we're still going to be talking about this a week from now.
Oh, I think we'll be talking about it a month from now. I don't think it's going to be settled by that date, no doubt. 726 News Radio 1080 KRLD. Speaking of which, the Republican National Committee is preparing an army, if you will, an election monitoring force of 100,000 poll watchers and 500 lawyers for tomorrow's election. That's what the Republicans are dispatching. Who knows how many of the Democrats are similarly dispatching.
Well, one of the biggest wins of the last 40 years for the SMU Mustangs. The Ponies bash previously unbeaten Pitt 48-25 Saturday night.
Jennings on the play fake, slides it upfield. Matthew Hittner off to the races. Hittner at the 30, full speed, and the big tight end goes 75. It's a Pony Express.
Kevin Jennings threw for more than 302 scores, and not since the days of the Pony Express has SMU been this highly ranked. Number 13 in the latest poll.
So where do the Texas schools stand in the new college football rankings?
Well, on a bye week, the Longhorns move up to 5, right behind the undefeated Miami Hurricanes. The SMU Mustangs move up to 13th after a dominating win over the Pittsburgh Panthers. The upset Aggies fell hard from 10 to 15th, but the real deal comes out tomorrow. The College Football Playoff Committee is back at it with the first ever top 12 release at 6 p.m. Kevin Walker, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Texas A&M lost, but they're a little richer.
And here they come.
How so? Well, South Carolina was fined $250,000 by the Southeastern Conference for fans rushing the field at Williams-Brice Stadium after the 44-20 win over Texas A&M. And here's the deal. That fine gets paid to Texas A&M.
Huh.
It's actually the second violation for South Carolina under these new rules. If they had a third violation, the fine would be $500,000. So everybody wants to play South Carolina. Now they just want to make some money. No, I'm just kidding.
I was watching a lot of football over the weekend. It's so many injuries. I mean, both college and pro football. It just seems like there are so many more injuries this season than in previous seasons. Maybe it's just my imagination.
I don't know. It'd be interesting to see a study on that. But certainly, it is a dangerous game. There's no doubt about that.
Not as many concussions, but man, it's just so many leg injuries. Oh.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.